Hello, welcome to Healing with Hope, Faith, Love, Healing from Domestic Violence. I have a life purpose podcast for you today, and why don't we just get into it? With life purpose, why you're probably thinking, why is life living on purpose important to you? It's being able to live on a purpose, which means being able to be inspired to be, to do, or to have what brings you and others' joy. It's us being able to share gifts, talents, and skills. It means giving back and making a positive difference in the world. It's actually empowering yourself to actually feel like as if you're actually have appreciation, that you actually have a direction to be able to live life. It's being able to choose things like symbols or that will actually help you feel that you can lock in a lot of those appreciations and a lot of that direction. It can actually give you motivation as well to actually be able to move on with life. It's also making you feel like as if you have abundance in your life and that you're not lacking in anything, that you are feeling as if you're enough, that you're worthy, you're important, you're of value in your life. It's locking in that daily appreciation and gratitude that what is working in your life. It's actually being able to identify what is actually working and what's making you feel abundant in your life. Actually, it's actually about choosing, like I said, like symbols that'll lock in that feeling that you're feeling abundance, that you're feeling that as if you have that gratitude, that you have that abundance in your life, that you can look around you, and you may not feel like as if you have enough. I'll say it again, abundance isn't materialism. It's not about having the biggest house on the block. It's not about having the fanciest car. It's about feeling abundance, about feeling joy, fulfilled. It's about living your life and your life purpose. That's what I mean by having a life purpose. It's about getting up every morning and feeling joy about going into, and you think, oh God, you can't enjoy your job. Why not? Why can't you get up every morning and love what you do? That's what life purpose is. It's about getting up every morning and knowing what you need to do and what you want to do every single day. It's about loving yourself without being vain. It's about having love and respect for yourself. It's about appreciating that love that you have for yourself and identifying words that make you feel loved. So it can be feel supported by your peers, your friends, your support group, your family, if you have family, your children. Even if you're on your own and you don't have a lot of family and friends, it's feeling that love that you have for yourself to know that you can get out there and you can actually volunteer time and giving back. It's that love that you have for yourself and giving, but also receiving. It's also feeling calm and not feeling so anxious in your life about the direction. I can promise you, I know what you're feeling like if you're feeling really anxious about where your life purpose is and your anxiety about finances. I get it. I have had that anxiety. I know what you're going through. You will find a direction. Each step you take in your life, each thing that you learn, each thing that you do builds a foundation for your life purpose and direction. Now, you may have had like a job or two before, and it's just not worked out because of kids or, you just haven't, things have come up. It happens. It's happened to me. I've been through a few jobs, and you know what? I feel it's built me up with experience, it's built me up with confidence, it's built me up with social skills to be able to socialize. It's built me up with what I know will make me feel fulfilled and joy in my life when it comes to my life's purpose and my career. So I haven't found them as failures, just lessons learned and teaching. It's taught me a lot of things about working, especially during the times of my ex. It's actually taught me about what areas would suit me right now, especially after having to go through counseling and having to take care of my son Matthew, who's got special needs. If you may be wondering if special needs is not appropriate, I do apologise. I don't mean to cause offence. He has a disability, is what I'm trying to say. And he's doing very well, and he's starting his own life purpose, and he's in senior school. It doesn't have to be something that you find that you will achieve within 24 hours. It can be a life, it can be a lesson plan, it can be a life plan. You can start a vision board. You can ask the news agents if you really can't afford to buy magazines. Ask the news agents. Ask, go door knocking on shops. Say, listen, can I please have you recycling your newspapers and that instead of throwing them out, could you keep them for me? Start a vision, go into the $2 shop, buy a glue stick. If anything, ask one of the shopkeepers, Is it possible? Do you have an old glue stick that I can have, a little bit of glue that you don't need? Or, do you have something, that in the seconds box that you might be able to give me? If you ask politely and you show that you're of genuine character, you will find the help. You give, you receive. So if you feel like as if I've literally don't have money to even get a glue stick, cut the pieces of paper out from the magazines and put them in a book. You don't have to have glue. Okay, so it's having that love and that calmness about and not feeling so anxiety by focusing on things that you can feel a daily appreciation for. So it could be looking at the photos every day and feeling calm. It could be identifying words like I'm feeling calm or breathing and meditation. So I actually feel calm. So you're not feeling so anxious about not having a life direction and all your finances. It will be okay. It will work out. If you're looking at having to go to school and you're living in a car and you've got children, it's okay. It will be okay. Don't hesitate to go into the campuses and look for support, for scholarships. Don't hesitate to go into churches and groups. You may find that a lot of groups and social groups and community centres and that do have some kind of scholarships where it can help you pay for books. It can actually help you pay for courses. It can actually help you set up a loan so you can actually pay off the course that you're doing. Look for those places that can support you. The love and calm that you can feel in your life by actually finding a direction. And you may find that something simple as that may make you feel a lot calmer and will give you a lot more direction. It's actually, don't forget, it is empowering yourself to find that life purpose in your life. You can be successful in your life without having material things by having a life purpose. So don't think my life's not worthy, I'm not of value. You are worthy, you are of value. You have the right to have a life purpose and success in that life. And success is not how much money you make, and it's not the fanciest house, like I said. I really do hope this has been very, very helpful today. Don't forget, it starts with life purpose, with looking at the simple things, by empowering yourself, by looking at the abundance in your life and not feeling lack. It's replacing a lot of fear that you may have with love. Don't forget, it's about keeping calm and replace the anxiety with calm and having a look at all the things that you can do, appreciation, what is actually working for you right now. Keep a diary, keep a vision book on where you want to be and what's going on, because you may find even writing simple words every day and writing small notes, and you look back over the next few weeks and you look at it and slow day by day by day, things are getting better, good things have happened. It'll remind you that there are things out there that you can do that actually make you feel like your life is actually have a life purpose, that you have a direction, that you're not getting up every day and you're not finding the mundane things. Support yourself. Don't sabotage things in your life because you're not feeling joy. If you're not feeling joy in your life and you're not feeling life is heading in a direction you want it to be, then change it. You are empowered enough to change the things in your life. Look at what you want to do. Write a list down. Go into the library. Have a look at things. If it means going back to school, if it means, going and getting a job, just cleaning a shop a couple of hours, a couple of times a week, and, just to fulfill that income so you can actually find a direction. Go speak to some career counsellors down at the local community centre, your local college. They may be able to help you. Go speak to people. Go speak to your group. Go speak to the church group. You will be able to find that joy. If you're not feeling joy in your life purpose, then find it. There's no reason no matter how harsh it was, a domestic violence situation, you can find that direction. You will find that direction. You will find that life purpose. I really do hope this was helpful today. From Healing with Hope, Faith, Love, Healing from Domestic Violence. From me to you, have a wonderful night, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Hello, welcome to Healing with Hope, Faith, Love. I'm Elizabeth Baker. I've got a short podcast here for you. Now, today we're going to talk about exchange. We're going to talk about mindful, and we're going to talk about permission. Now, we're going to get right into this podcast today. I'm not going to
Babylon today. So just a quicker short one, just so you can actually concentrate on exchanging behaviors, especially after leaving a domestic violence situation, or even whether it's trauma. And it's actually concentrating on a lot of that baggage that some people may call it, or you know, the traumas, the feelings, the anxieties, you know, just the fears. You could also, whatever else you might be feeling, you can maybe feeling trapped in the situation, and you're just not really finding, you know, just a path, or even just a way to actually just move on from your life. And it's just basically concentrating on how you're feeling at the moment and how you can actually move on with, you know, just move on from your feeling, and how they can take a few steps through that healing path that that you may be on right now. So let's move into exchange. And exchange is exchanging. I think it's about exchanging an item. It's about exchanging an item that no longer fits with you. So it's exchanging how you're feeling. And so, for example, it's exchanging anxiety, it's exchanging panic attacks, it's exchanging those feelings that you might be feeling. It's feeling fear, entrapment, those feelings that I've just been mentioning, and anything that you may feel that may keep you in the trauma. So it's reliving the trauma that you might be feeling. It may be going over and maybe being stuck in that pattern of all these, I'm not worthy, I'm not helpful, you know, this is not, you know, I don't have any value. All that stuff, that all those feelings that you might be feeling, exchange that with one behavior that is not, so exchange that those behaviors are not in line with yourself, and exchange for one belief. So what it is the bias. I'll say it again. It's exchanging one behavior. So the one behavior is those thoughts, those feelings that is not in line with who you are. So that's not you. It's not who you are as a person. You are not worthless. You are not useless. You are not that person. You are not unworthy. You are worthy of having a good life. You're worthy of having a life where you can actually move on through those healing, and live a life where you're not constantly living the traumas of being in a domestic violence situation, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, financial. You have that right. So think of all those things that you may be feeling, write them all down. And I'm serious with this. Write it all down. Write all your feelings that you're feeling. And I want you to write it in two columns. I want you to write all the feelings that you're feeling. And then I want you actually to leave on the other side, I want you to exchange it for something. So anxiety, you're going to replace for calm. Panic attacks, you're going to replace for the same, calm. Feeling worthless, feeling useless, not confident. So you can put a lot, you can write all those feelings and then write, say, confident on the other side. So then feeling more confident, feeling more worthy, more value of a person, and so on. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to concentrate on that. I want you to really put that up on the wall and say, these are the things that I'm focusing on every day. So I want you to exchange those feelings. And I want you to be mindful. So be mindful of those behaviors that you're thinking of right now, and all those feelings. So the behaviors that you're exchanging. So remember that list I've just mentioned of all those feelings. Be mindful of that. Be mindful of the behavior that's not in line with who you are as a person. So it's not you. It's not you. You are not that person who thinks you're unworthy. You're not that person who was anxiety. Or, you know, maybe you did have a little bit of anxiety. We all have a little bit of anxiety. But look at the behavior. So look at the triggers. What would be the triggers that would actually get you to make you think and feel as if you've got anxiety, the panic attacks, or that you feel unworthy, that you're not of value? Be mindful of that. So what would be the triggers? Something went wrong. Okay, let's just say something went wrong. Okay, well, something didn't go according to plan. And that would normally be a trigger for your former partner or your parents. And that would may cause the physical, mental, emotional, you know, it may cause even further financial abuse with you. It may even take more income from you, not give you any income, or whatever it is. I want you to be mindful. What would actually cause you to get those feelings, to make you feel upset, with that anxiety, and exchange that behavior with the beliefs that you are a value of a person. You are decent. You are a human being that deserves to be treated with respect. So just be mindful of that, those triggers. And I want you to actually realize that with that, when you're mindful of these behaviors, you can actually be able to change it by saying to yourself, okay, something didn't go right today. That's okay. Not everything goes right today. I am a value person. I have feelings. I have the right to be treated with respect. I have a value. I'm worthy. It's just something that went wrong today. That's all. It's just something that went wrong today. It's not a bad thing. It's okay. And be mindful of those triggers when you're feeling anxious and you're feeling worry and you're not feeling value. I'm so useless. I'm hopeless. I can't do anything right. No, it's not that at all. It's just that something didn't go right today, and it's okay. You know, it didn't go right today. It's not that you're not a worthy or you're not a value. You know, how could you possibly have made a very difficult situation go right? No one could. So be mindful of that, and be mindful of the beliefs that no longer fit with who you see yourself as. So all those beliefs you're thinking that you're feeling, and they're not you. They're not who you are. It's not how you should be seeing yourself. So be mindful of that and give yourself permission to choose new behaviors that are in line with who you choose to be. So give yourself permission to actually think and feel and be different. Give yourself permission to choose new beliefs that no longer fit with who you choose to be. So what I mean by that is that all those beliefs that are happening right now, you want it's the new beliefs that you want. You want all those new beliefs. You want those beliefs to be the new part of the new you. It's actually just replacing and giving yourself permission to actually change the old feelings, the feelings of feeling I'm not worthy, that you're not, you know, that you don't have the value, the anxiety, all those feelings that you're feeling. Sorry, it's just my dog needing a little bit of attention. She's needing that permission. You need that permission to actually change things, and that's okay. Give yourself from that permission to say that everything will be okay. So let's go over it again. Exchange those feelings, that beliefs, exchange it for something new. So write those two columns, like I said, and exchange it for anxiety, for calm, panic attacks for calm, and so on. Be mindful of the triggers. The triggers that would actually be making you, you know, get upset if things didn't go right, or would cause you to feel anxiety or panic attacks. Things that would actually may get you upset, and you know, may actually flashbacks. Be mindful of those things and try and make and think of some good things that you may actually be able to help you. So it's be mindful of the behavior, be mindful of the triggers, be mindful of the beliefs that no longer fit who you are as a person, and just try and remain calm. So whether it be breathing exercises and just keeping yourself calm, it's okay. Breathe in and out. It could be simpler, just being mindful of the anxiety because something doesn't go right. Be mindful of the negativity. So as soon as you say something, saying negativity, think, okay, I'm being negative now. I'm useless. I'm hopeless. I can't do anything right. No. I gave myself permission that I wasn't going to think like that. And I'm actually going to think I am a good, decent, confident person. It's okay. This just didn't go right today. It's not because I'm useless, I can't do anything right. You know, it just went wrong. It's okay, I can try again later. You know, or I can, you know, just leave it for now and move on. It's okay. So be mindful of that behaviour. Be mindful of the beliefs. And give yourself permission to choose new behaviours that are in line with who you choose to be. Permission to choose new beliefs that no longer fit with who you choose to be. So I want you to actually give yourself permission to be mindful. Give yourself permission to be mindful of the things that will help you keep focus and change and exchange from those old beliefs, those old behaviours. Like I said, it's a very, very short one today. There are other podcasts if you would like to listen to, and you're thinking, oh, you know, this, you know, I wouldn't mind listening to some more. There's some more podcasts. Scroll on down, have a look. You'll see some more that you might actually like listening to. Please don't hesitate to message me if you're feeling like as if you're not understanding anything, or, you know, please don't hesitate to call counsellors and the lifelines and relationship counselling. Please don't hesitate to get onto your community centres, your churches. If you are in need of someone to speak to, or you're feeling stuck and you are needing a little bit more help, please don't hesitate to do that, because healing from domestic violence is really, really important. Don't give the abuser that power by keep being stuck with the trauma of being abused. So try very hard to find what you can to actually move on with your life with healing. I can tell you right now, it's hard. It's difficult. It's not something that comes easily. It's not a quick, brisk walk through the park. It is very hard, but at the end of it, and there is an end of it, you will not regret it. So, like I said, leave a message if you need to. Listen to the podcast again if you need to. From Healing with Hope, Faith, Love, Healing from Domestic Violence. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.